the words of Salt and Pepper, let's talk about sex. However, I'm not suggesting you encourage office affairs to increase your bottom line. I simply use sex as a provocative analogy for looking at relationships, be they one-to-one or one-to-many. We're talking romance, love and friendship under the sex headline, rather than just uniforms and positions. In the words of the Sex Pistols, Marvin Gaye and T-Rex, never mind the bollocks, let's get it on. So let's talk about sex. Rock and roll may be about scoring, but to be brutally honest, the same is true at work. I don't mean laying office boys and girls, but I do mean enchanting people in an honest exchange for a job, your products or services. We've left the age where this is all done naturally. Staff have attitude these days and ask, what can you do for me on day one? It's a very good question. Even better, if you can answer it properly and change the answer over time, in tune with their changing wants, needs and fantasies, your staff will commit to you and perform in ways that other businesses only dream of. What does this mean? How will Rock give us better answers than the business gurus playing alone? My contention is the sex analogy accurately describes what should be happening at work. In essence, a four-stage process applies. Foreplay, that's getting your customers, clients and colleagues engaged and excited with what you have to offer and aligning expectations. Intercourse, which is working together, really communicating persuasively, getting down and dirty and delivering the promise. Climax, achieving peak performance over and over again and again. And finally, afterglow, clarifying the gains, consolidating achievements, finding out how was it for them and adjusting accordingly. This virtuous circle moves your customers, clients and colleagues from one-night stands to long-term lovers. So, when we talk about sex in the book, we mean relationships, love and trust. Nevertheless, I hope you'll find that using sex as an analogy for relationships at work produces some more interesting thoughts than perhaps the usual methods.